which is the presence of Mae West in our company tonight. Miss West has carved such a sizable niche for herself in the Hall of Fame with her unique characterizations that not only is her name known in every home up and down the country, but the phrases and expressions which she has originated have almost become a part of the American language. For us, she forsakes the picture hats and sweeping dresses of the gay 90s, which you find so becoming in her new picture, and turns back time to step into the Garden of Eden and into the character of the most fascinating woman of them all, Eve. Wendell, will you set the scene for us?
Well, of course, we find Adam and Eve in the famous Garden of Eden. And this lighthearted travesty about what might have taken place in those days when the world was young was written for us by Arch Oboler, one of radio's better-known writers. Under a spreading fig tree rests one Mr. Adam, sprawled out lazily in the hot sun. Eve, obviously, is bored beyond endurance as they play a game of cards with a deck of fig leaves.
Listen, tall, tan, and tired. It's time I told you a thing or two. Ever since creation, I've done nothing but playing double solitaire. It's disgusting. It's got me down.
Well, we've got a nice place here.
That's the trouble. It's too nice.
Well, I'm not complaining.
But I want something to happen. A little excitement. A little adventure. A girl's got to have a little fun once in a while. There's no future under a fig tree.
Oh. Now, come on, woman. Be like me. Why don't you relax and just take it easy, huh?
Because I'm a lady of big ideas.
Yeah, what kind of ideas?
Oh, you've no idea. Listen, Adam, I've got to get a chance to expand my personality.
Well, go on, expand.
I will, out there.
Out there? You mean outside the gates of the Garden of Eden?
Now you're talking.
Oh, but who knows what's out there?
I'd find out.
Oh, no, we can't go. We've still got a lease on this place.
You mean... You mean to tell me a lease is the thing that's holding me back from developing my personality?
Well, a lease is a lease. Anyway, we've got a nice place here. Temperature perfect, sun always shining, nothing but a heavy dew once in a while.
What are you, the Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, go away and let me sleep, will you?
Lou, listen, Adam. I tell you, you got to get me out of this place. You got to break the lease.
Yeah, but what for? This is Eden. Everything is peaceful and quiet and safe.
That's the trouble. It's too safe. I tell you, it's disgusting.
What are you talking about?
Adam, you don't know a thing about women.
Oh, you apparently forget you were originally one of my own ribs.
Yeah. A rib once, and now I'm beefing.
Me, I know everything about women.
That's covering a lot of territory. Listen, long, lazy, and lukewarm. You think I want to stay in this place all my life?
I do, and I tell you, you're one of my ribs.
Yeah, but one of your floating ribs. A couple of months of peace and security and a woman's bored all the way down to the bottom of a marriage certificate.
Well, then what do you want, trouble?
Trouble, listen. If trouble means something that makes you catch your breath, if trouble means something that makes your blood run through your veins like seltzer water, Adam, my man, give me trouble.
Oh, Eve, you don't want trouble.
Now, tell me the low-down truth. Ain't there any way you can break our lease?
Well, yes, there is. But I won't tell you.
No?
No, this is paradise. Free light, free heat, free meals. What else could a man want? Answer me that.
I got a couple of good ideas if you'll tell me how to break the lease.
No, I won't do it.
Oh, Adam.
What?
Come on over here.
What for, to hold hands?
Oh, that old game? Can't you think of something new? You know, you know nothing about nothing.
Oh, yes, I do. I know more than you do, woman.
Oh, what, for instance?
I know all about the tree.
What tree, man? What tree?
That apple tree in the middle of the garden. The lease says that if we eat any of its fruit, we get thrown out of here.
Oh, now, is that a fact?
Sure, that's why there's a fence around it. I tell you, one bite of those apples and we get a dispossess.
How fascinating. Adam, you can hold my hand now.
No, I got a better idea.
Oh, yeah? I'm listening. I'm waiting. What are you going to do now?
I think I'll go fishing.
Oh. How disgusting.
Now, wait a minute. You can't talk to me that way. Do you realize I'm man number one?
Yeah, but I'm your number one man.
Well, I'll see you around supper time. I'll be back.
So that's the trouble. So it's a tree over there. Hello, tree. How would you like to do a little lease breaking for a woman with ideas, Not room enough to squeeze through those slats for a woman of my personality. Now, if I only knew someone skinny enough.
Salutation,
oh,
Mrs. Eve.
Oh, if it isn't Mr. Snake. Hello, Long, Dark, and Slinky.
Mrs. Eve, why are you standing by that tree?
Stop wiggling and I'll tell you. Listen, I know you don't approve, but I've got a little proposition to make.
I certainly refuse to listen. What is it?
Do you think, with the proper provocation, you could squeeze through that fence around the tree?
That's the forbidden tree.
Oh, don't be technical. Answer me this, my palpitating python. Would you like to have this whole paradise to yourself?
Certainly.
Okay, then pick me a handful of fruit. Adam and I will eat it. And the Garden of Eden is all yours. What do you say?
Sounds all right, but it's forbidden fruit.
Listen, what are you, my friend in the grass or a snake in the grass?
But forbidden fruit.
Are you a snake or are you a mouse?
I'll do it.
Now you're talking. Here, right in between those pickets.
I'm stuck.
I'll shake your hips. There, now you're through.
I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, but you're doing all right. Now get me a big one. I feel like doing a big apple.
Here you are, Mrs. Eve.
I see. Nice going, swivel hips.
Wait a minute. It won't work. Adam will never eat that forbidden apple.
Oh, yes, he will, when I'm through with it.
Nonsense, he won't.
He will if I feed it to him like women are going to feed men for the rest of time.
What's that?
Applesauce.
Eve? Where are you, Eve?
Waiting, my love. Just waiting.
Hello, Eve. What have you been doing?
Me? Oh, I've just been making a little history.
Huh?
The first woman to make a monkey out of a snake.
Say, how about supper? And don't tell me we got fig stew again.
Oh, no. Something new, so help me. Something new. Here, have a bite of this.
Well, what is it?
A new kind of sauce. It's good for you.
Are you sure?
Just to prove it's pure, 100% proof, I'll have a demi-tasse of it myself. All right, I'll...
Oh, well...
No, wait. Before you eat, answer me this. Are you going to take me out of this dismal dump and give me a chance to develop my personality?
Oh, Eve, are you going to start that over again?
No, I'm going to end it. Eat your sauce, big boy, and hold your hat if you've got one.
Oh, say. Say, this is darn good sauce. Where did you find it?
My head. Where? Oh, what happened to me?
We've been dispossessed.
Yeah, but why?
Forbidden applesauce.
Oh, Eve, what have you done?
I've just made a little more history, that's all. I'm the first woman to have her own way, and a snake will take the rap for it.
But, Eve, we've lost the Garden of Eden. We're just... Eve, it's as if I see you for the first time. You're beautiful.
And you fascinate me.
Your eyes.
Oh, tell me more.
Your lips. Come closer. I want to hold you closer. I want to...
You want to what?
Eve, what was that?
That was the original kiss.
Thank you, Mae West, for that most illuminating glimpse of the lady who was responsible for so much history. The Jason Sanborn Hour with Nelson Eddy, Mae West, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Dorothy L'Amour, the Stroud Twins, and Robert Armbruster will continue in just a moment.